98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Hello, good morning. Lauren Kelly with you again this morning in for Adrian. How was everyone's commute this morning? We'll be getting back to yesterday's topic about the roads, the buses, the Dart, the Lewis and everything a little later on. Because we did eventually get a statement from the NTA. So listen, we'll get back to that a little later. But on the whole lockdown 2.0, which we're well into now. Yesterday was day one, today is day two. I feel like today is a little bit brighter. I don't know about you, maybe it is a little sunnier out there. Maybe we felt we got into the rhythm of things a bit easier this morning because yesterday morning was such a nightmare. I don't know. What about you? Let me know your thoughts. I'd love to speak to you on the show today. As always, 6797981 is our number. You can WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98, and you can send a voice note to that number as well, which is always great to have. First up on Dublin Talks this morning, I would like to know how you feel about certain businesses staying open when maybe, just maybe, they're not essential services, or maybe they're not what you deem to be an essential service. And this is something that popped up on the show a bit yesterday, is this time round, it doesn't really feel like we're all in it together. It really feels, you know, everyone is out for themselves. And rightly so, you might say. Maybe we've got to do what we've got to do, and people have found loopholes and people have found ways around things. And maybe that's why things were so busy yesterday morning. It certainly doesn't feel like as many businesses are closed this time around. And one listener, Robert, who I'm going to speak to in a moment, has a bit of an issue with this. He's a barber. And he's very disappointed to see certain shops being left open while others have had to close. So I would like to hear from you this morning on Dublin Talks. Do you think the list of businesses told to lock down is fair? Are there certain types of businesses that are open and probably shouldn't be? Let me know your thoughts on that this morning. Maybe you're a business owner, maybe you feel you've been very hard done by, that you've been playing by the rules, you've done everything that's been asked of you, you spent a lot of money, you know, to make things safe for your customers, for your business. And I know Adrian spoke earlier in the week about the gyms, and I know gym owners are very, very frustrated. But I'm sure there's lots of other business owners out there who are equally as frustrated. And just maybe as a punter out on the streets, does it kind of irk you to see certain businesses open that maybe shouldn't be? And look, we don't have to name names, but I would like to hear whether or not you think the list is fair of the businesses being told to lock down today. 0877 98 98 98 is the WhatsApp number. You can leave me a voice note there. I would love to hear from you. But I mentioned Robert, the barber, who'd been in touch, and he joins me on the line now. Robert, good morning to you. You're on 98 FM.
Good morning, Lauren. How are you today?
Good. I'm glad to have you on the show this morning with me. Tell me a bit about you, Robert, and your business.
Well, I've been a barber for 30-odd years. I work in a shop in Lucan. We've been very conscientious about everything. We've followed the guidelines to the letter. Most people coming into our shop congratulate us on the way that we work it, and they feel very safe. You know, we've been annoyed that we have to close down again because we feel we do such a good job, but that's the way it is. That's the way it has to go, and we're fine doing that. But I just went out shopping yesterday, down to our local shopping centre, and it was like normal. Everything was open. Like, silly shops were open, like a gadget shop was open. I just found that surprising. How the hell are these places still going when we've had to close down? It's almost like the only shops that were closed in the shopping centre were the hairdressers, the barbers, and one clothes shop.
Now, around the decision to close down this time, Robert, was that a decision that you made yourself as the business owner, or were you told to shut down? Or like, how was that decided? Tell me.
Well, the lockdown, we don't sell anything that we can kind of get away with, you know, to stay open, which is what seems to be happening.
It's not essential. Yeah,
it's not essential.
On the list. Okay.
Yeah, we're not on the list of essential shops that need to be there. So,
and you mentioned a gadget shop there, like a local gadget shop. So
yeah.
I would imagine, like, what kind of things do they fix? Like, what's essential in that business?
Oh, like, they're selling bits and pieces that go with your phones, or bits that goes onto your car, and, you know, to hold your phone.
Okay, but
that type of stuff. So,
okay.
I didn't go in and ask them why, how they managed to open up, but I don't think that's quite essential. Not where we're trying to stop a pandemic sweeping through the country and killing hundreds and thousands of people.
Something that came up a couple of times yesterday was this sense of this lockdown of, you know, I think back in March we felt, okay, this is what we've got to do and we're all going to do it together and we're going to get through it and this is just what has to be done and we'll get on with it. Whereas this time around, it's not as black and white and it really feels that what one person feels is essential, another might not, and it's all quite open to interpretation and matters of opinion. So obviously, the owner of said gadget shop feels, well, listen, if someone's phone breaks, I'm an essential service, so I'm going to stay open.
Well, fine. We had so many people coming into our shop saying, oh, that they couldn't handle it, that they wanted to look well and tidy, that they were going mad because they couldn't get their hair cut. Is that deemed essential? Mm. It's essential to us. It's essential to an individual at a time.
This is the whole thing, is that this entire situation, I think, has been even... has become even more stressful because it's people bickering constantly about, well, this is important to me, that might be important to you, but this is important to me, and this is where the frustration starts. And, you know, people like yourself, you go, you shut down your business, but then you see whoever it is down the road with their business open. And, you know, at this point, people are in trouble. People are in really deep water with their businesses. So you're going to do everything you can to keep it open. Is it making you think twice now? Are you going to maybe look at opening up, Robert?
Well, there are guidelines there. We're stuck to it. As far as I know, I don't know how the law will enforce it. But, you know, this is supposedly a level 5 lockdown. We weren't on the list of people that could open, so we closed.
Mm-hmm. And that's doing the right thing. Yeah.
We're not going against the law. I don't know if we'd have guards coming in and closing us down if we did open. You know, certainly a community would probably not be too happy if we opened. There would certainly be people that would be talking about us opening. So we're not going to blacken our name in our working community.
I completely understand that, because I felt that in the first lockdown, we have a restaurant business and you don't want to go against... You know, you don't want it to upset people. And that this is the thing, is working with the public... businesses, like, you're not getting away with it anyway, because you won't have customers if you break the rules. So you are abiding by the rules. You said, like, no one can walk into your barbershop without a mask on and without the place sanitized down, because you simply wouldn't have business if you didn't do it. It's the same with restaurants and cafes and things like that, because you have to abide by the rules, but yet you feel you're the one being punished.
Yeah. Well, we do. Yeah, definitely. We don't mind it having to be done.
Of course.
But it should be... It's supposed to be a level 5 lockdown. And from what we were led to believe that was, it was almost back to what it was like in March.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like that now when you go outside. When you go out down to the local shopping centre. Like, all these places are open. For instance, Dunn's, like the clothes part of the section of it is still open. All right, maybe it's essential that we need to buy clothes, but we all have clothes. You don't have to go out and buy loads of clothes every day.
I think there will be people listening that will share your frustration, Robert, and maybe they're not business owners, maybe they're employees, maybe they feel, well, you know what, I thought this was it, we were going into lockdown, but yet I'm having to go into work, and maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe people don't feel safe doing that. I'd be really interested to hear from people. Obviously, we can change people's names, we don't have to mention the business in question. 0877 98 98 98 is the WhatsApp. You can send me a voice note. I would love to hear from you today. Do you agree with Robert, do you feel that this lockdown does not feel like the one back in March? That not everywhere is shut down and maybe they should be? Or do you feel that there's businesses like Robert's that should be open at the moment? Maybe yours is one of those. Get involved in the conversation. 0877 98 98 98. What's the feel in, you mentioned you're in Lucan, Robert. What is the feel from people around the town as you were walking around yesterday?
Most people... think that it's... Well, everybody has their own opinion. You know, we're all entitled to... Like, I abide by the rules. I don't go anywhere without a mask. I wash my hands constantly. I do everything. It's not necessarily that I think that this pandemic is the killer that we were kind of warned that it was going to be. And that seems to be the general census from people that I've spoken to. But it's obviously, it's still dangerous, but it's not as dangerous as it was portrayed that it was going to be, that we were told that it was going to be. And, you know, we still have a lot of people walking around, coming into the shop, trying to have to wear a mask. And, like, we have them there to give to people if they don't have them, but there's a lot of people just aren't bothering, think that it's nothing.
And as a business owner, I'm sure you feel then, well, then why am I closed? If people aren't bothering and they're not taking it seriously, why am I putting my business, my future at risk? And I think a lot of people
will
feel that frustration, Robert. I really appreciate you coming on.
It'd be interesting to know what other people think.
Absolutely.
But I want to work. You know, it's getting close to Christmas. It's yourself, it's an expensive time of the year. And for the next 6 weeks, we're not going to be earning any money.
Yeah.
So it's quite tough.
Yeah, very, for a lot of people. And look, it's not an easy thing to come on air, Robert, and in the midst of a pandemic, to make some of the points that you had. And as you said, you want the goodwill of the people, you want the support of your customers. So even though some of what you're saying, it might be a bit uneasy to say it, I think there is going to be people who agree with you. So I appreciate you coming on Dublin Talks this morning and airing your opinions.
Thank you very much, Lauren.
Good to have you. Thank you so much. I'd like to hear from you if you feel the same as Robert today. 0877 98 98 98 is the WhatsApp number. You can send me a voice note. I think there is people who will feel the same as Robert. And look, we all know what we should be doing. We all know what the right thing to do is. And we all know what needs to be done. And I said on air yesterday, we've just got to get through it. But at the same time, we've got bills to pay and we've got businesses to keep open and, you know, Christmas to pay for and things like that. And for Robert, a business owner, a barber of over 30 years, it's a tough pill to swallow when you see a shop down the road managing to stay open and yours isn't. Is that fair? What do you think? 0877 98 98 98. Do you think the list of businesses told to lock down is fair? Are there certain types of businesses that are open and probably shouldn't be? Get involved in the conversation. I would love to speak to you. Estelle, you're next on 98FM. Good morning.
Hi, morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. Estelle, you heard Robert speaking there.
Yeah.
He's a barber out of business now. Business closed down. Do you agree with his frustration?
I agree 100% with him. I am of a different opinion as well, is that everybody's job is essential, because why would they be working then in the first place? You know, not everybody has pots of money to stay at home. So you have a profession, you have a love for a job, and you go and you do it. And now all of a sudden you cut off at the knees because you can't go and do what you do. And quite honestly, I'm not a business owner, but recently immigrated to Ireland because we're in the hospitality industry. You can understand from our aspect and perspective that it's limited us. Of 30 years we've been in this business, and now all of a sudden, no kind of income. And I honestly believe with this whole lockdown, or not lockdown, but when everybody had to make everything safe for people to go in, I felt a whole lot safer going to hairdressers and restaurants and hotels, etc., because all these parameters are put in place. Now, all of a sudden, all these poor people can't go to work anymore. They can't earn a living. They can't do whatever. They can't go play golf, but, you know, the GAA can go ahead or whatever can go ahead. But people that want a hard-earned income cannot do it. We cannot carry on living like this. And I understand there's a virus. And I have personal friends that have been affected by it. And they, too, have said they need to live. They cannot be living on behind closed doors and that. But we've all got to mask up. We all got to sanitize. We've all got to respect everybody's space. But we've also all got to live. And with all due respect, you know, after Christmas and everything's opened up, the numbers go up again. What are they going to do? They're going to lock down again. So we're like yo-yos. Open the business, close the business. Open the business, close the business. This is no way to live. I think there's going to be far more casualties from what this pandemic is doing to businesses closing and then what the actual pandemic is actually doing. And that's my personal opinion.
And you're more than entitled to it, Estelle. Everyone's job is essential, is what you said earlier on.
Yes.
Everyone's job.
It is essential, because then why did they go to work in the first place? Why did they do their profession? If they had pots of money, would they have gone to work to earn a living? No. And I want to say another completely thing. Yes, government is great that they help out people. But for how much longer do we have to be helped out where we can't just go back and do what we're supposed to be doing and enjoy what we're doing? Maybe people don't enjoy what they do, but that's a choice. There's people there that love what they do. My husband loves his job. He loves what he does, and he has such a passion for it. And to see him have to be cut at the knees because, you know, he can't carry on doing what he's doing because we're told we have to stay at home. We're told we cannot have people around us. We're told we have to do this. Yes, we have to be grown up, and we have to be responsible, and we have to be adult. And yes, there's a virus, and yes, it's affecting millions of people worldwide. But on a greater scale of things, everybody's job is essential because that's how we live. And without an income and without living, what are we living for?
Estelle, thank you very much for coming on Dublin Talks this morning. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You too. Thanks a million. Estelle says, this is no way to live. Everyone's job is essential. Would you agree with her? I'm going to go to Bob in just a second. Bob says the businesses at this point need to get over it. I'll be interested to chat to Bob and to hear your thoughts and opinions in just a moment. But first, just want to play you a few of the WhatsApp voice notes that are coming in on 0877 98 98 98. Here's Sarah.
I don't think that the list is fair that the businesses had to close down. I think some of the businesses should have been able to stay open. I think that if they had to close the schools, they would have been able to leave more businesses open and the economy would have been a bit better. I know that they can teach the kids online from the schools. In my daughter's school, I'm just getting text message after text message to say that there's no positive cases. And I know in the secondary school where I live as well, there's been a lot of positive cases. And I don't think the lockdown's going to work with them leaving the schools open. I think it would have been better if they could have left some shops open and closed down the schools because, yeah, they're going to see in 6 weeks when the numbers aren't going down where they want that it's because it's spreading through the schools like wildfire.
I don't know. Do you agree with Sarah? I feel like if businesses were open and schools were closed, we would just be doing this show the opposite way around today. Do you feel maybe everything should be locked down, that lockdown means lockdown? Because a lot of people are making that point on the messages this morning, is that it just doesn't feel like a lockdown this time round. People are picking and choosing what's essential and what's not. And really, are we being led that way? You know, is it just too much open to interpretation? 0877 98 98 98. Now, I mentioned my next caller, Bob, has gotten in touch to say that businesses just need to get over it. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks very much. Bob, that's a harsh call, you know.
Yeah, but look, hold on a minute. The wet pubs are closed for the last 8 or 9 months. People down in the country that have a so-called wet pub, that's their home as well as their business, living up over. Many of them have lost their family pub, probably their home. There's suicide rates. There's families breaking up. Nobody knows who to turn to. Nobody's giving them help. So the quicker we all shut down and shut up and get our finger down of our ass and do this properly instead of a Mickey Mouse effort. So close down the country completely.
But what happens then when we reopen again, Bob?
Well, hopefully we can control it. Because the first lockdown, we did manage to get a grip on it. Then, of course, everybody went lackadaisy. And I mean everybody. And that's what happens. So if we get rid of it, or even down to what they're talking about, a small percentage, they can control it. But when it's all over the country, you can't control it.
So the simple answer is just to shut absolutely everything down now.
Absolutely. And them gobbins that call themselves government, they're the very ones that are actually pleasing themselves and doing what they want. They should take it, you know, show us leaders by example. Instead of not, they're actually doing what they want to do. And I guarantee you, all them feckers hadn't taken the 350 COVID payment either. They're on their full wages. Like the teachers, that's when the teachers go out, they'll get full money as well as everybody else, which is fucking wrong.
Do you know what I feel like, Bob, is that this time round, people are not being very supportive of one another. People aren't encouraging one another. Is that because people have had enough and people, as I said, are on their knees? Like you rightly said, people have lost businesses. They've lost family businesses. The suicide rates are through the roof.
Yeah, and there's marriages broke up over this, and there's kids going to be homeless. I'll tell you one thing, we haven't seen the tail end of this whatsoever. This is the tip of the iceberg. You wait and see.
So what do we do?
I told you, lock up the country completely. Airports, parts, the works. I know we say, do it New Zealand if we can't because of England, blah, blah, blah. Just lock the second place up.
But what happens then? You heard Estelle, like people not going to work, kids not going to school. Will that not do damage to people?
Of course it will. But I mean, it's not going to do as much damage as it is regarding people losing their homes and losing their businesses and taking their own lives because they can't pay their fucking bills.
But they won't be able to pay their bills if we lock everything down.
Well, then don't pay the bills. Simple as. I mean, the bank isn't going to take everybody's house and everybody's business.
I don't know, Bob. I think it is. I do agree with you about locking the borders, right? Because I think, as you said, we've seen them do it in New Zealand, in parts of Australia, locking down the different states, and they don't seem to have any issues. I just think, as you said there, like we share a border with the UK. It's not as easily done here.
Okay, here's another thing too. When people come into this country, okay, they're told to quarantine, but they're told we'll ring you and see where you are. Sure, you could be anywhere when you answer your phone. And not only that, very good friends of mine that are from China, and the woman has to go back because her husband is terminally ill, okay? She's going back next week. When she gets to China, she has to go to a hotel recommended by the government at the airport for 2 weeks, not to go home to see her husband, but stay in the hotel for 2 weeks, not allowed outside the door, and you pay for the hotel yourself. And that's what she has to do to see her husband before he does.
To go back to China. I'd like to hear people's thoughts.
That's strict. And that's what we should do. We should be strict.
Be stricter on people coming into the country here. I'd love to hear from people. Bob, listen, thanks a million for coming on. Good to speak to you today.
Good luck.
Good luck. Do you agree with Bob? Get over it. Shut everything down. End of story. Close the borders. Get a hold on this. Grab it by the scruff of the neck like we did back in March. Do you think that's the answer? Let me know if you agree with Bob. 0877 98 98 98. I'd love to hear from you on WhatsApp. You can drop me a voice note. And when you come into the country, if you're someone who's recently travelled into Ireland, is it all too easy to come and go at the moment? Let me know your thoughts.
The Saturday Social with Rachel Ryan.
I have a packed show for you this week. Love Island's Wes Nelson will be on the show to chat about why we need Love Island back in our lives and his new music career. It's a holiday, but in a box. I'll be chatting to co-founder of Holly Bops all about why they're determined to give people a bit of a giggle this Christmas. And we'll be looking at the best stories from the past 7 days in Reeling in the Week. Talk to you Saturday at 9.
The Saturday Social with Rachel Ryan.
The sound of the city.
98 FM.
Yeah, I'm on the bus now, yeah. Packed. Typical. No, go on. What's it? Yeah.
Ooh, I don't like that attitude. But delicious chicken tenders and popcorn pieces wrapped in a signature crispy coating ready in 15 minutes. Mmm, I love that attitude. Chicken with Attitude, the new restaurant quality range cut from one whole chicken breast. Available in the freezer aisle. Chicken with Attitude, outrageously tasty.
At Harvey Norman, our stores are open for home appliances and essential technology. Shop online or in our spacious stores for great deals like Dyson V11 Absolute Cord-Free Vacuum with 60 minutes runtime, now €639. Or the powerful Henry Vacuum Cleaner with 10-meter power cable, now just €139, saving €20. At Harvey Norman, shop safely in store for home appliances and essential technology or our full range online at harveynorman.ie.
Yes!
You're listening to a motorist who's just changed to AIG.
Yeehaw!
Yep. He's also received a 20% discount because he purchased car insurance online.
Whoopee!
I think that means thank you, AIG. Make that change. Visit AIG.ie where you'll find great savings on car insurance.
For a quote, go to AIG.ie and see how much you could save. Normal underwriting acceptance criteria apply. Applies to new AIG direct car customers only. Minimum premium applies. Offer valid until December 31st, 2020. AIG Europe SA is authorised by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and supervised by the Luxembourg Commissioner for Insurance and is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland for conduct of business.
At Specsavers, our stores are now open. So if your hearing or sight isn't quite right, please get in contact. We're doing everything to make sure your safety comes first, from limiting the people in store to disinfecting glasses and test equipment. We'll be wearing protective gear, so if you can't see our friendly faces behind our masks, we promise they're still there.
Specsavers, open with you in mind. Book an appointment online or call your nearest store.
Driving tired can impair you as much as driving over the legal limit. So if you're driving today, get a free coffee at selected Apple Green service stations from 2 to 8pm. Just mention the RSA at the till. See applegreenstores.com or rsa.ie for a list of participating Apple Green service stations. Driver fatigue. Wake up to it. Supported by Apple Green and the Road Safety Authority.
sound of the city from Perrystown to Portmarnock. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Good morning, Lauren Kelly with you again this morning for Adrian, and so many messages coming in from people who either own businesses or work in businesses that have had to close in this lockdown, but feel like Robert, who got this conversation going, he's a barber in Lucan, that it is a little unfair when you look around and you see some of the businesses that have managed to stay open. We had Bob on the line just a minute ago who said, look, absolute no-brainer, shut everything down. That's the only way we're going to get hold of this, and that businesses just need to get over it. Would you agree with Bob? And we've had this WhatsApp voice message from Jessica when we said earlier on it doesn't feel like a lockdown. She completely agrees.
Good morning. Happy Friday. I hope everyone's keeping well. Just picking up on your point there, I don't feel it's like a lockdown. I feel the roads are still busy. The kids are still out playing. But obviously I'm keeping mine in and keeping everything kind of, you know, lockdown as such in my house. But people aren't taking it serious. The roads are very busy. Shops are busy. Supermarkets are very busy. I don't feel like it's like a lockdown.
I think a lot of people will agree with you, Jessica. And we've had a message about an ice cream shop. Now, I'm not going to mention exactly where it is, but an ice cream shop has stayed open in a town quite near Dublin. So, interesting. And people are very, very frustrated. And like I said to Bob, it doesn't feel like we're in this together at all. I just want to play you, before we go to our next caller, Karen, this one from Francis, who says, businesses are just not what's important right now.
Hi, Lauren. Morning. People don't seem to understand it's the health service and the hospitals that cannot cope with the numbers that are surging. That's what it's all about. The government want to be getting in their taxes. They want the economy to work. Of course they do. The health service cannot cope. Look at the nursing home yesterday, the day before. They couldn't get nurses. So that's the problem here. It's not really that people can't live together. It's if the numbers keep going up, they're going to have to make very hard decisions. Do we let that person die? They're 80. Do we let the 40-year-old live? Maybe. That's what this is about. And protecting the nursing staff and the doctors and the consultants. Everybody's had to row in with this, because consultants the last time, they weren't acting as consultants as such. They were doctors on the floor. They were boots on the floor trying to get people well and trying to control this surge. That's what it's about. It's economics doesn't come into it at the moment. The health service won't be able to cope with 1,000 a day if that keeps going on.
Francis, thanks so much for that message. And Francis mentioned the nursing homes there. For anyone who has a loved one in a nursing home right now, I can't imagine what a stressful time it must be for you. And to hear some of the family members, particularly those of with family in the Nightingale Nursing Home in Galway at the moment, my heart goes out to people at the moment. It's an extremely upsetting thing to be going through at the moment. So thank you for making that point, Francis. And really, I suppose when it comes down to it, that is what we are up against, is the toll this is going to take on our health service if the numbers continue to climb. Do you feel that really, when it comes down to it, that is the most important thing, and that you have got to put your business aside? Maybe you're a business owner like Robert and it is just not that simple for you. 0877 98 98 98 is the WhatsApp number. Drop me a voice note. Would love to hear from you. Here's Karen next. Hi, Karen. You're on 98FM. Good morning.
Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Good. Thanks very much. Now, you heard Robert, the barber.
Yeah.
You're in a similar line of work.
I am. I work in a salon. I'm not an owner or anything, but I work in a salon.
Okay. And so have you had to close?
Yeah, we had to close. Yeah. So, like, it is. It's gotten to be closing. Like, it really is. I do think, like Robert, like, we've done everything we possibly could to literally keep everything safe. The cleaning, everything of the salon is just on another level. Like, we would have done it anyways, but more so even now. But I just, like, even for the way we do what we do in our salon, Lauren, like, when we greet our clients coming in, we give them a basket. It's a plastic basket that we can actually sanitize down. Their belongings go into a basket. We also give them a new mask. We provide them with a new mask. They will not wear their own mask, so we're literally eliminating any cross-contamination. They'll sanitize their hands, and then we also have, obviously, sanitizing at every section. And then also we have all our cleaning, like our wipes, the wipes that are kind of like, you know, 3 seconds, you can wipe and everything is cleaned down. Like, we couldn't be doing anything more, like.
Yeah. And then Liz Roberts said then to see other businesses maybe finding loopholes as a way to stay open. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I haven't been out and about myself, obviously, to see a lot happening. But I do think essential, obviously, needs to be open. I do think they need to look at other kind of jobs as well, that kind of, like, the cases haven't risen really from coronavirus, and let people work. Like, it just means that people get to come to work. Like, I haven't been doing, obviously, a lot over the last couple of months. I've been going to work, dropping the little fella to school. Other than that, I've been keeping kind of my contact low with a lot of people. But, like, it made me feel so much better in myself that I could get up and go to work, some sort of normality in my life, you know. And it is all down to your mental health then as well, you know.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will appreciate that, Karen, that, you know, being out of work, while initially we felt, right, we've got to do this, this is the only way to get a handle on it, we did what we had to be, you know, allowed back into work and then ripped back out of it again, it's going to take a toll on a lot of people.
But that's it. And if it goes on again, like, what, do we just keep going into lockdowns every couple of months? They need to just kind of certain businesses, I think, should be allowed to stay open if the cases are not kind of, like, if they're doing all the contract tracing and they know where all these are coming from, then they should be allowed to let the certain businesses open. Like, I really think hairdressing and barbers all should be allowed open, because we're always cleaning our hands, we're constantly washing, obviously, hair, we're constantly then, like, cleaning then down all the sections and whatever, like, and then we limited how many people come into a salon as well. Like, we monitored how many appointments, because it's all done by appointment, so it's not like you're just letting everybody walk in and just taking everybody just because you want another client, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's well done, like, as well. And, like, we were very lucky that we actually moved into a new salon last year, that we have a bigger salon that we could actually space out. Like, we've 22 dress outs, but we're actually only operating 11 dress outs.
Okay.
Because obviously we're keeping a space in between people, even though we're all still masked up, and then we have the screens in between the basins and stuff like that. So, like, you couldn't be doing anything more. And all the clients, I'm not going to lie, we've gotten great feedback off them all. Like, they couldn't be any nicer. They feel so safe coming in. They're just, like, we've had even nurses, people working with the HSE, and they're saying, you're doing a great job. And literally, like, we couldn't have been getting anything nicer being said to us, like, you know.
Yeah.
It has been great, like, but we're gutted that we have to close again. We really are.
Absolutely. Well, look, hopefully it works, Karen. I suppose, as Frances said there, that is the most important thing, is that we do get a hold of this and that our health service can manage what they're dealing with. But there is an entire population there of people as well who need to get back to work, you know, and totally. We have a country,
like,
to run.
I'm happy to wear masks for the foreseeable future. I'm happy not to be doing a lot either. Just once I can have, like, that come to work, then you have a little bit of normality in your life, and then, you know, it's just, like, and it keeps you kind of going. It keeps you busy for the week then, you know. It's just that being off as well, and you're just kind of thinking of what to do. And it just gave me, and then you're mixing, because we're mixing with people and talking to the public, it kind of gave you a little bit of a boost as well, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lovely to speak to you this morning, Karen.
Lauren.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
You.
Take care. Bye-bye. You know, and we had Estella on earlier on saying everyone's job is essential. We can't live like this. As Karen said, like, what do we do? Just keep going back into lockdown? I do appreciate where, Frances, you were coming from, saying about our health service and how it needs to be able to manage this. But, God, you know, our health service was under pressure as it was. There is maybe a bigger issues that need to be dealt with in our health services. Locking down our country every time, really the answer? Maybe you don't agree. 0877 98 98 98. Martina is next on the line. Hi, Martina.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Good, thank you very much. What are your thoughts on all this, Martina?
The government are absolute hypocrites. They are absolute hypocrites. They're letting this go down. They are telling businesses that they have to close, that people are at work, all this. And yes,
Martina, can you go to your line is just a bit brutal there. If you can get to a window, would be great. Because
is that any better?
That's a little better. Stay exactly where you are. You're frustrated with kind of the way it's.
I'm frustrated with the government because they have exempted people coming from all over the country to race their dogs in Shelbourne Stadium every week. Now, we were out there, only six of us could go to stand outside to demonstrate that we don't want this. We social distance with masks, and then we have these vans pulling up with the dogs from Northern Ireland, Galway, all across the country. Going into Shelbourne Park. They are exempt from the rules.
Why?
According to the government.
What are they doing?
Well, you know, the government, the second thing, Lauren, you need to realise is we're talking about, you know, our hospitals, our homeless people, you know, we are in dire straits money-wise, and yet our government handed the IGB, which is the Irish Greyhound Board, 19.2 million of our taxpayers' money last week because they can't sustain their own business. So we, the taxpayers, are handing out 19.2 million
for
trainers.
For trainers?
The IGB, the Irish Greyhound Board. Last year they got 16.8 million, but they were given more this year because of the COVID. Yeah, that's where our money is going.
The Irish Greyhound Board. I've never heard about this before.
I'd be happy to send information to you. You could go on. We have a web page. It's called OPage.
Look, I do appreciate. And yeah, look, as I said, it's something I've never heard about. So, it's not really something I can comment. I don't know if many people know about it. And it's obviously something that's important to you, Martina, and you have a bit of an agenda with them. But can we just get back to the point of some of the businesses closing at the moment and just, you know, why some businesses are open and some businesses are closed? Like, we had Robert on, the barber, earlier on. Like, can you understand his frustration of being closed at the moment? Or
absolutely.
Do you think...
Okay. People are struggling. It's hard times. People are losing their jobs. People are running out of money. It's a terrible, terrible...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Martina...
Are we on lockdown or are we not?
This and a lot of people are making that point. Really lovely to have you on Dublin Talks this morning. Thanks, Martina.
That's great, Lauren. Thanks a million.
Good to speak to you today. And look, you know, Martina there with, you know, issues with the Irish Greyhound Board and everyone who's come on and everyone who is being affected by this, which is all of us. We all have issues with certain aspects of this because it affects us all in different ways. And I suppose that is... You know, the problem is that, you know, what's important to me might not be important to you, but what affects me might not affect someone else. Or, you know, it's very, very difficult then to come up with some kind of resolve. And so many people are getting in touch. Lots of WhatsApp voice notes to get through. So let me fly through a few of them. Kira has a lot to say on this topic this morning.
Nothing should be closed. Everything should be open. Everything is essential to someone. The government's incompetence is no good reason to shut the country down for the second time this year. We the people, for the most part, have been compliant with all restrictions, and the fact that they didn't increase ICU capacity or pour the millions they're going to give to the PUP, and it didn't go to the HSE to improve facilities, is absolutely no excuse to punish us for their negligence, to their obligation to the people of this country. Enough is enough.
Yeah, you sound very, very angry, Kira, and I don't blame you because, and as Francis rightly said earlier on, our health service is under such pressure, it's going to be under even more pressure. And a lot of people feel that maybe steps should have been taken to improve that. That maybe, you know, shutting down businesses isn't the answer. Maybe you completely disagree with all of this and you feel, no, this is exactly what needs to be happening and we are doing the right thing at the moment. Let me know. You can send me a voice note, 0877 98 98 98. A few people have mentioned that it doesn't really feel like a lockdown at the moment. Gavin is a taxi driver who's been in touch driving around the city at the moment.
This is definitely not like a lockdown. I'm driving around, I'm a taxi driver, I'm doing my normal fares like every day and loads of traffic. Every shop is open. I haven't seen many shops. The only ones I don't see is really hairdressers, but all the shops, like clothes shops and all that, was shut the last time. They're all open. I don't know what they're talking about. It doesn't seem like a lockdown, but sure. Whatever.
Thanks very much, Gavin. Good to hear from you. And this point from Joe.
As the government have promised €4 billion to the health service this year, where do you think they're going to pay for this if people are all out of work? Parts of the economy must stay open to keep the country afloat.
And a lot of people have made that point, Joe, is that, look, this is not ideal for the government. They want things to stay open. They want to get things going again. But to get a hold of this virus, maybe the best thing we need to do is be in lockdown right now. Whatever kind of lockdown that is, you know, because it definitely doesn't feel like level 5 to a lot of people right now. And Connor says, the biggest problem this country is going to face is when people don't have any jobs to go back to.
Francis, that's absolutely laughable. Economics doesn't come into it at the moment. You must be joking me. This country is going to be in shite if we keep doing this, because there's no plan from the government. So, you know, there's not going to be any money in the... I'll tell you something, your narrative, the narrative will change with some people, because I am still compliant. I still wear my mask. I still keep my distance. And I still do all that. But, like, I mean, if this country has no future, if something, with some people saying that you just have to keep, you lock it down again, get the numbers down, and they're worried about the hospital staff, increase the capacity in ICU. Do everything you can. Instead of paying people PUP, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Do anything and everything you possibly can to increase beds in ICU. Just pump a heap of money into the health service, because this will happen again. You know,
A lot of people agreeing with you, Connor, you know, that the money really needs to be spent on ICU beds and improving our health service. Thank you so much to everyone who's been getting in touch on that one. Keep them coming. 0877 98 98 98.
Every morning from 10, Dublin Talks on 98 FM.